$7 a week. That was a
dollar. I had to set and put
day.
One stick of wood in the stove at the time. Keep my cake from burning up bottom and top and be raw in the middle.
Yep, yep.
Make my cake stove, for Sunday.
Yep.
Big leg of lamb. Make that sauce to go with. Flute dresses. They had the ruffles. We had a fluter.
Yeah, that's yes. Uh-huh. I remember those
fluters. And that electric and gas. And the first gas stove I cooked on had a meter on the side. They dropped the money in the meter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't go to the place to pay bill. But when your quarter give out, if you didn't have another quarter, the lights went out and then you popped anything.
Yep.
But I always kept money. Lord knows, this old times, it sure has changed.
But when you look back on this, it's easier living then than
tis now.
You remember
the last man that hung him?
Down at
Awesome.
Was that who it was?
That's who it was. And they had to make the gallows.
Yes, now
they had to
pull
down the gallows.
Wasn't it down Thor City Jail?
It was in the jailhouse yard.
Yeah,
the
right.
Gallows was.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, when I killed that night watchman and left here, well, they was getting the lecture chair in Reedsville to start electrocuting the people. So they had pulled the gallows down. But he left here, and the man hadn't done nothing to him. I don't know why he wanted to kill him, but he told him. He said, "Why you want to kill me?" He said, "That's what him and the night watchman was going on home through some bushes."
Yeah.
And he told him, "I'm going to kill you." He said, "Why?" He said, he told it when they caught him. So he asked him, said, "Why you want to kill me? I haven't done anything to you. And when ain't nobody, when the boss ain't around, I let y'all sit down in the shade and rest. I just don't like you. See, you don't have to do nothing to people for them to dislike you."
That's right.
So he said he told him. He said the moon was shining up there in the sky. And so he said, "Well, if you kill me, that moon will tell on you." That made him mad.
Yep.
He said, he asked him, "How in the hell the moon coming down here out the sky and tell on me?" So he did kill him. And he went on to New York, got in a business up there, and was up there doing fine. But his wife said he never did right, her and his daughter. They didn't know where he was. But the girlfriend he had here, he wrote her.
They and always give you away.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Bible tell you that.
Yeah.
You make one mistake when you do these things. You can do it and get by, but you can't get away. Long down the road, something will catch you. So he say, that old woman what he's going with here, she killed her husband. Then she told him all them years he'd been gone. She said, "If y'all will let me loose, I'll tell you where Arthur is." And she said, so they asked her, "You know where he at?" "Yeah." But they didn't turn her loose, but they got all out of her and the address where he was. But anyway, he said one night where he was rooming at, he was standing in the door, and he said the moon was shining just like it was that night he killed that man. So he looked at the moon. So he said, "Uh-huh, it's shining just like it was when I killed him." And he said, "The moon's gonna tell on me, but it ain't told on me yet. It'll tell it on him then."
Yeah.
The people heard him mumbling to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him, "What was he doing? What was he talking about?" Then he went in there and sat down and told him how he killed that man. And they called here, too, after the woman had done told him. They called here. And he went, "Didn't the moon tell on him?"
Mm-hmm.
It reminded him of that night.
Watch the moon, boy.
Boy, the Lord said he cannot lie.
And then they hung him down there. That was in the 20s.
Yes, I mean, they brought him back in and made a gallows to hang him up.
Yeah, I remember.
They had him in the jail down there dragging a long chain.